it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 9th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Celebrities. Kid Rock. Ted Nugent. Many other celebrities feeling a need to get into the political world and make endorsements. Taylor Swift, we remember she told all the Swifties out there to vote for Joe Biden. And then when he dropped out because of his dementia, mental issues that he was having, proven during the debate back in June last year, he dropped out. Kamala Harris was anointed the nomination. She then converted her instructions to her followers to vote for Kamala Harris. Well, how did that work out? Now, country music artist Jelly Roll, whose legal name is Jason DeFord, said while at the World Literacy Summit in Oxford, England, that a Michigan Democratic gubernatorial candidate and current Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson would earn his endorsement for President of the United States should he ever decide to run someday. Despite the fact that Jelly Roll DeFord never has endorsed a candidate before. While talking, he said, "This dude is the real deal, y'all. This man is special. In my opinion, he should be in charge of America, as far as I'm concerned." You know what I mean. Literally, this dude should be president in the next 10 years. And if he decides to run, I would definitely endorse his presidency. Well, back 2 years ago in 2023, Jelly Roll played a show in Detroit and delivered a commencement address to incarcerated individuals that had received their GED while incarcerated at the Genesee County Jail, a program that Swanson implemented called the Inmate Growth Naturally and Intentionally Through Education. The acronym, of course, IGNITE. Now, Jelly Roll DeFord is a Texas native who had been previously incarcerated. And he spoke at the summit yesterday about how writing his thoughts down when he was a kid helped him later translate the outlet into music after the birth of his daughter, which inspired him to turn his life around. DeFord, Jelly Roll, has become a born-again Christian. And you may remember he sang at the Country Music Awards with Brooks and Dunn. The song, I Believe. Well, he says that his experience of visiting the Genesee County Jail said Flint has some of the greatest hardworking people on earth that are living in some of the hardest conditions. For those of you who've probably not been to Flint, Michigan, I say this with love. Honestly, you're not missing much. But I say with this, I say it with love, the sheriff, I love you. I'm just saying that he's doing the right thing for the people. Making an endorsement of Chris Swanson. If he ever runs for president, he did not endorse him for governor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. Bunch of short little stories today coming out of Lansing. The Bendel Public Schools food service director, Dawn Pulley, said that more than 88% of her district is low income. And she was told by parents of the students that they would need to choose between buying, paying for bills or buying school lunches if the cuts that are proposed at the federal level go through. The food services director at the Burton Area School District told the State Board of Education yesterday that the proposed federal cuts to a food assistance program at schools is turning her into the bad guy with her students. I don't even want to think about telling our students that they have to pay or they can't eat because they owe money because the free meals are going away. It makes me the favorite lunch lady to the bad guy, Pulley said to the State Board of Education. Pulley's comments came as the Board of Education members heard a presentation about the impacts the Department of Agriculture cuts that are moving forward from Washington, D.C., especially regarding the previous COVID-19 funding that is going away per Donald Trump's federal cuts. Michigan Department of Education Diane Goslinski said that the board has to realize that the federal government is proposing to cut nearly $30 million out of our funding, which not only leaves kids without food, but it also affects Michigan farmers without a revenue source for their goods. She said 118 truckloads of food were canceled from the Emergency Food Assistance Program. 118 semi-truck loads of food is a lot of food. It represents approximately 25% of the food brought into the state of Michigan through this particular program. While the Michigan Department of Education reported the current funding proposal would reduce the free meals to those who are extremely poor and would cause the program to end before the end of summer. 100% documentation requirement to verify family income needs to be done by local school districts. Well, two local school lunch directors testified before the board on what the loss of funding would mean for their students. Brighton Area School Director, Student Nutrition Board Member Richard Browder said families will be overwhelmed, confused, or even discouraged from applying at all. This means more kids will show up hungry, not because there's not food available, but because paperwork got in the way. While Republican Board Member Tom McMillan said if feeding the children was so important that funding could be found somewhere else, and said that there are 53,000 nonprofits and over 10,000 religious organizations in Michigan. He said the state could easily make up the $30 million lost by the federal government in the upcoming $83 billion proposed budget. And by the way, I misspoke earlier. It's $82.6 billion, not $86.2. I had the numbers transposed. I apologize. McMillan went on to say over $200 million just in corporate welfare is going to be spent in this upcoming budget. I'm sure that instead of giving it to big corporations, that money could easily be found. Well, board member Tiffany Tilly said there wasn't time to find an alternate source because of the speed at which the funding is being cut. She went on to say, this is an absolute travesty. State Superintendent Michael Rice said the entire process, including the cuts to the previous COVID-19 funding, were about money that was already in the process of being spent. He said it was put in place by the previous administration and should be honored. Well, guess what, Michael? There's a new sheriff in town. Elections have consequences. And this president is not willing to send you the money. So you have to find it somewhere else. Well, the board passed a resolution that called on the U.S. Department of Education to honor the more than $40 million in the American Rescue Plan Act funding that was supposed to be reimbursing 12 schools for their heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. McMillan was the sole no vote after Republican Nikki Snyder left the board meeting early. He went on to say if the schools truly need it, maybe they just need to fire a couple administrators. If it's that important, I think they would have to make sure that to get it done, to make sure it's a priority this year and next year, McMillan said. Well, the funding reimbursement that cannot be paid until a project is completed leaves the bill for the very expensive HVAC systems in the lap of school districts who were promised the funding. Rice equated it to hiring a contractor to put a new roof on your house. You sign a contract. 3 weeks later, the roof is put on. Well, after a few days, you have to pay for the roof. The obligation is made by signing the contract, and now the payment is required for services remedied. Now, the federal government says, oh, guess what? You're not getting the money. Certainly, the last word has not been heard on these funds, Rice said, as the letter is going forward to the Department of Education in Washington. Well, we'll see how good this letter is and whether or not President Trump, Secretary of Education McMahon, responds to it. Additional action by the board. The search to replace State Superintendent Michael Rice passed a resolution unanimously approving the starting of the process to find a replacement for the state superintendent. The board passed a resolution opposing a move to take that power from their hands and give it back to the state legislature. The State Board of Education named itself the search committee and assigned the board president, Pam Pugh, as the spokesperson during the search. The resolution says the search will be transparent, inclusive, and an effective process. Their goal is to find and land a highly qualified and visionary leader to serve the children of Michigan. Their goal is to have somebody in place by the fall of this year, 2025, when Rice takes his retirement and rides off into the sunset. Technically, his resignation is effective October 3rd of this year. Board members are responsible for setting the criteria, the job description, and the timeline for each of the steps that are expected to happen. The experience and qualifications would include public comment as well as online surveys about the new replacement. After the job application is released, applicants turn in their applications. There will be several rounds of review of the candidates as well as negotiations for their salary expectations. The finalists would then be invited for public interviews before the next state superintendent is announced. Few said the entire process has to be transparent. A closed session indicated the guidelines is for the final assessment and to rank the leading candidates. It will be outlined as our task, and we will execute it as we have done for the past two superintendents that have been hired, Pew said. The board then unanimously passed a resolution to oppose House Joint Resolution E. That resolution was introduced in February by State Representative Bill Schuette of Midland, along with House Bill 4148. The measure changes the way that the Board of Education is created and would give power to appoint the state superintendent to the governor after legislative approval. A resolution opposing the measure was introduced by Republican board member Tom McMillan, who said he doesn't support the concentration of power. He fears giving the power directly to the governor puts the state in a position of jumping around on education policy based on the will of whoever the governor is at the time. The board also held a closed-door session to give State Superintendent Michael Rice his evaluation. Rice told the board he's going to continue his service as state superintendent for 6 months, which puts his tenure to October, when he said he wants to retire. President Pew and some of the other board members gave Rice an excellent review. They cited career and technical education improvements also in advanced placement, as well as increases in graduation rates. I still cannot find proof of that. I researched it yesterday after the show, could not find any documentation to verify that statement. Pew went on to say, we appreciate his service and express our appreciation for Dr. Rice, that he has been with us in very difficult times, but being able to remain steadfast and focused on the children. The Republican McMillan was the only member to give Rice a poor review. He cited the federal lawsuit surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic, special education, transgender bathroom issues, and his attacks on homeschooling. I certainly would prefer that he leave before October, McMillan said. So, obviously, odd man out. The only Republican at the State Board of Education meeting, because Nikki Snyder chose to leave early. Found the Hour News of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge Delivery.